Do you have a dark curiosity? Follow and listen to Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now back to Carson and Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy.
On Mix 104.1.
104.1.
617-931-1234. You can call or text. We want to know what you got into over the weekend. Again, 617-931-1234. We made the 1 hour drive that took 2.5 hours down to the Cape this weekend, Kennedy, mm-hmm. where 30,000 inches of rain happened down there.
Yeah.
So it was a lot of time inside. We decided to start watching the Lord of the Rings trilogy. Barrett's read The Hobbit, but he's never seen the movies.
Did you watch Hobbit or Lord of the Rings? Which one did you watch?
No, we were watching the Lord of the Rings trilogy. He's read The Hobbit, but he'd never seen the Lord of the Rings.
Oh, that's good to kill 20 hours on a rainy day.
That is exactly right.
Well, then you have the Hobbit movies, too, so there's plenty of time.
We went and saw Beetlejuice.
And?
Fantastic. Loved it.
Cool.
So good. We watched the first one. Barrett had never seen the first one, so we watched the first one right before we went to the theater. And it was spectacular. Loved it. Perfect. 10 out of 10 would recommend that
good.
Movie. It was just fun.
I liked it a lot, too. I wouldn't call it perfect.
Let's just... Perfect. 10 out of 10. Like, don't overanalyze it. It's not going to win an Academy Award, but it was just joyful to watch. It was a lot of fun and goofy, like Tim Burton movies are. I also did a lot of manly stuff this weekend.
Okay,
Kenny.
Give it to me.
I took a carburetor off the old Jeep.
Holy cats.
I know, right?
Right?
Uh-huh.
How many YouTube videos did you watch?
All of them.
You know what's funny, though, when you do projects like that? You know, there's like 8 bolts you have to do, right? And 7 of them are fine. And then the 8th one is up under, around, through a corner, and it's stuck. Yeah,
you need to be Gumby to reach it, sure.
So, you know, 9 bolts took me 2 minutes. The 10th bolt took me half an hour. But I got it completely off. And we're going to rebuild a carburetor, Kennedy.
Why not?
Ask me what I know about rebuilding a carburetor.
You watch a lot of car shows, so I would say that you got to know something. You watch a lot of videos about cars.
I do know there's a website that you can send it to, and they'll rebuild it for you, and it costs like $150. So that's what I'm going to do.
Oh, you mean you just took it out, and you're going to mail it?
Yes.
Oh. Okay. You know what? I mean, smarter. But still, I believe in you. I bet you could do it.
Ellery is from Scituate. Good morning.
Good morning.
Ellery called us on Friday because she plays for this really amazing basketball team. Dana Barros has like this
AAU
type basketball team. You were going to play in your first tournament of the season, and how did it go?
We won the whole tournament, and I scored 8 points in the first game and 6 points in the second game.
Let's go. You're a baller.
I just love how humble you are as well.
Where was this tournament?
Starland in Hanover, and then the championship game was at Thayer Academy in Braintree.
Oh, you're playing it.
Thayer is lovely.
Wow. That's
nice. Did you have a good time? Was it fun?
Dominating's always fun.
Yeah, it was really fun. We got a t-shirt that says, like, champions on it. So
did you go out to celebrate afterwards?
Yeah, my friend came, and we got ice cream together.
Life is so good.
Ellery, when is your jersey going to be in, like, Walmart for me to purchase? I would love to get one.
How were you feeling last night after the Connecticut Sun beat Caitlin Clark, your favorite player, in the playoff game?
I mean, I was happy because I like the Sun, but I felt bad for the Fever.
Yeah, exactly. That was a tough game to watch for Caitlin Clark. All right, well, thanks for calling in.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's awesome.
Oh,
she's going to be in the WNBA one day, Kennedy, and we're going to say we knew her when.
She's playing for literally the best team in New England. Dana Barros' team.
That is amazing.
Jessie's from Middleborough. She also had a big weekend, Kennedy. Tell everybody what you did.
I got engaged.
Congratulations.
Wow.
How'd they do it?
Thank you. So he surprised me. He told me we were going on a date night. So I got, you know, all done up, hair and makeup, new dress, all that stuff. And he says, I know I ask you a lot of questions, but I want to just ask you one more question. And he got down on his knee and he had the ring.
Come on.
Were you in a restaurant or at home? Where were you when it actually physically happened?
No, at home, because I told him I never wanted to be in public because I'm a crier.
And I love that he listened.
He did.
5 points for Gryffindor, because seriously.
Yeah, he listened. Yeah.
Congratulations.
My daughter, he asked my dad. It was so exciting. Yeah, he did really well.
Were you speechless, or what did you say when it happened?
I started to cry a little bit first, but I was shaking my head yes as I was doing it.
I feel like that's what always happens. They have to sit there and go, well, did you say yes?
Yeah, I've never been proposed to, but I imagine it's a lot to process.
I have. I didn't say yes right away either. He looked at me and said, so? And I was like, well, yeah, sure. Let me just process for a minute.
Jesse, what is your fiance's name?
His name is Anthony.
Anthony. All right. Well, let us know when you set the date. Call us back. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
All right. Thank you guys so much.
All right. All right. Bye. Let's see. Heather, our good friend Heather from Ashby, went to the Meghan Trainor concert with her daughter on Friday. How was the show?
It was so amazing. We had third row, and when she was saying, like, where's everybody from? My daughter was jumping up and down and, you know, waving to her, and she was like, she looked over at the big screen. She was like, oh, look at you at the big screen. You're so beautiful. And then I looked over at the big screen, and there we were.
Aww.
So it was just like an epic moment.
I saw a bunch of pictures and video from the concert. It looked like it was a lot of fun. She was having
such a nice person. Like when she played for us, you know, I remember her stopping and talking to people in the audience and acknowledging them and thanking them. Like, she's so kind. Mm-hmm. I love that.
Did she do the number from The Perfect Couple from that Netflix show?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I don't watch that.
Oh, so that's that Elin Hildebrand book that was turned into a TV show, and she...
It's good.
Yeah. You watched it?
I watched the whole thing.
All right. Thank you, Heather. Yeah.
I watched the whole thing.
Isn't there like a line dance or something? And isn't it a Meghan Trainor song?
I don't know the song, to be quite frank with you. But no, the opening, like, you know, the way the show opens is all of the characters doing sort of a dance together on this beach in front of this home.
Yeah, I think that's a Meghan Trainor song, if I have my facts correct.
Yeah, it's a fantastic opening.
Right.
Yes.
Very cool. All right, 617-931-1234. You can call or text. We want to know what you're getting into. We're going to talk to our good friend Corey from Medford, who had his last day of work. And then Allison, and she won a competition that was Harry Potter themed, Kennedy. She'll explain what it is coming up next on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.